Keith Elam died earlier this week. You may know him by his stage name, Guru. His work with Gangstar and Jazzmatazz made him one of hip-hop's most distinctive voices, one that a lot of rap artists tried to imitate. Guru had cancer and had been in a coma since suffering a heart attack last month. He was 47 years old. Oliver Wang has this appreciation.
Keith Elam was born into a prominent family in Boston's Roxbury neighborhood. His father was a municipal judge, and his mother helped run the city's library programs. Their son was enrolled at the Fashion Institute of Technology before making the decision to give it all up and pursue a career in hip-hop as Guru.
Boom, bash, dash, I had to break, I had to get away. Pack my bags to leave for good, it was a Monday. Kissed my mother, gave my pops a pound, then he hugged me. And then he turned around.
In New York, Guru met Christopher Martin, a.k.a. DJ Premier. Together, as Gangstar, they forged what is still considered one of the greatest pairings in hip-hop history. Their first single became an instant classic. Whereas most other rap groups were using soul or funk samples, Gangstar turned to Dizzy Gillespie's A Night in Tunisia for It's Words That I Manifest. The group would soon lead a vanguard of other artists bridging jazz and hip-hop.
In the 40s came bebop, the first bebop, the real bebop. So let me talk about Diz and Bird, giving a word, defining how a beat could be so complete. Playing with ferocity, thinking with velocity, about ornithology or anthropology, and even epistrophe, and this is real history.
Guru's love for jazz extended beyond just samples, however. In 1993, he began a series of recordings called Jazzmatazz that paired him and other rap acts with different jazz singers and musicians, including guitarist Ronnie Jordan and vocalist D.C. Lee.
Yo, I'm tired. Chump's trying to waste my time. I ain't got no time to play.
Despite Guru's side projects, Gangstar was still his main vehicle. Throughout the 1990s, he and DJ Premier crafted the platonic ideal for underground hip-hop. Premier's production was celebrated for its propulsive minimalism, while Guru's lyricism was a striking mix between street corner cockiness and Hard Knocks wisdom. Despite the wordplay of their name, Gangstar was never about gangster rap. For them, the perils of urban life were the source of vivid narratives and cautionary tales, never celebrations.
Take this for example, young brothers want rep, cause in the life they're living, you can't have step. It starts with the young ones doing crimes for fun, and if you ain't down, you'll get played out, son. So let's get a car, you know, a fly whip. Get a dent, pull a screwdriver, and be off quick with the dope ride, yeah, and a rowdy crew. We could bag us a fence and an Audi too.
As a rapper, Guru was one of hip-hop's most distinct voices. He was never the most intricate stylist, but with his laconic monotone, there was something mesmerizing in his flow.
It's mostly the voice that gets you up, and mostly the voice that makes you buck. A lot of rappers got flavor, and some got skills, but if your voice ain't dope, then you need to...
Guru was an elder statesman of hip-hop when he died at the age of 47. Though he and Premier parted ways in 2004, their impact can be heard in literally countless rap artists who've tried to imitate their particular sound and chemistry. But throughout his career, Guru was a unique figure, the veteran who thrived when others faltered, and the innovator who never followed a style he didn't help invent.
Above the crowds, above the clouds, where the sounds are original, infinite skills create miracles, warrior spiritual, above the clouds raining down.
Oliver Wang runs the audio blog soulsides.com.